to know.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's the deadliest attack on U.S. forces inside Kabul since the U.S. invaded Afghanistan 10 years ago. 13 U.S. military personnel were killed when a sport ute packed with explosives rammed a U.S. convoy in the Afghan capital.
This is significant because people have to remember this is Kabul. This is the capital. And although there have been attacks recently, it has been relatively safe in Kabul over the years. So clearly, the Taliban and other insurgents are trying to disrupt Kabul, are trying to bring the fight to Kabul, not only to try and kill more Americans or Westerners, but to gain more attention.
ABC News senior foreign affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz. At least four Americans were wounded. It's not even Halloween, but the Northeast U.S. is getting unusual October snow. Points west of I-95 could see a foot. Wayne Ballard of the Clarkston, New Jersey Highway Department.
That first inch of blacktop, if the temperatures drop below freezing, we could get some black ice or we could get some accumulation. So that's what we're going to be watching.
On the Republican presidential campaign trail, Herman Cain is weekending in Alabama and expressing support for that state's controversial immigration enforcement law if he were elected.
The federal government is not going to sue Alabama or Arizona or any other state if they are trying to enforce federal law.
The law is the subject of a federal lawsuit. A couple of big-name airlines are having labor pains. A strike by flight attendants has spurred Air France to cancel about one-fifth of its schedule. Nathan Goldstick's trying to get from Paris to Los Angeles.
We can change the ticket time without it. It doesn't cost us anything, but there just aren't any flights.
Meanwhile, Australia's Qantas Airways has locked out its employees and grounded its entire fleet. The carrier had been the target of a number of strikes recently. You're listening to ABC News.
It's 11:02 Saturday, October 29th, 50 degrees in Seattle. Mostly cloudy, highs in the 50s today. I'm Art Sanders. Now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Work on the Alaskan Way Viaduct is set to wrap up earlier than expected.
Good news, we're opening the viaduct ahead of schedule. We'll have this thing open midday on Saturday. And that's both the north and southbound lanes.
Sometime today, Travis Phelps with the state DOT says it's great news for Hawks fans headed to the game Sunday afternoon. One word of warning, though, the southbound off-ramp from 99 to the stadiums will remain closed until Monday morning. Police arrest two people and take another to the hospital after a scissors stabbing in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood. Como's Tracy Ellis tells us it happened just before 10 o'clock last night in the 2200 block of 4th Avenue.
When officers arrived, they found the man on the ground with blood covering his chest and neck. Witnesses told police a man and a woman had attacked the victim before leaving on foot. Seattle school security officers at the district office heard the call over the radio and noticed the suspects in front of their building several blocks away. The pair was arrested and booked into the King County Jail. The victim was taken to Harborview Medical Center. Officers weren't able to find the scissors used in the attack. Investigators say all three people involved are local transients. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
A shooting in Tacoma leaves one man dead. According to Tacoma police, it happened at 8 o'clock last night in the 3400 block of South Madison. A witness heard a gunshot, looked outside, saw a man lying on the sidewalk and two males walking away. The man was taken to the hospital but died a short time later. A jury has deadlocked in the trial of a man charged in the shooting death of his best friend. The Wenatchee World reports a mistrial was declared Friday in the case of Stephen Michael Swinford. He told jurors that after a dispute over an iPod, he saw Paul Rainey reaching for a handgun. Swinford says he snatched up a loaded pistol, closed his eyes, and fired. More people abuse prescription drugs in the U.S. than any other drug except marijuana, says the Drug Enforcement Agency's Doug James in Seattle.
Keep the drugs locked up, plain and simple. Don't keep them in your medicine cabinet or your top dresser drawer. Lock them up under lock and key. Remove that temptation from the household.
And if you have old prescriptions on hand, James says take them to today's third National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. No questions asked. They'll take them and dispose of them at 97 locations across the state between 10 and 2 o'clock. It's going on right now. To find the closest drop-off, go to comonews.com and click on the link to the DEA's website. Union workers at Alcoa's Intalco Works aluminum smelter near Ferndale are not going on strike. They voted to ratify a new four-year contract. Workers get a $1,000 lump sum payment in January and a 6.5% pay increase. They also get some money to help cover higher health insurance costs. The deal also includes New rules for mandatory overtime. And if your Halloween plans include drinking alcohol, find a designated driver. Law enforcement agencies across King and Pierce counties are sending extra officers on the streets throughout the Halloween weekend looking for drunk drivers. It's 50 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we continue with Tammy Michaels, Inside Out. Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson with a check of the drive.
Well, Jennifer, Snohomish County troopers are headed to the scene of an accident. I'm not so sure it's blocking, though. This kind of in the Lake Stevens area. It's located, reported at least, to be located westbound on State Route 204 as you approach US 2. And we, of course, are still dealing with the closure of the Alaskan Way Viaduct. They should wrap that up midday, though. That's 2 days ahead of their schedule. A couple of other closures, both of them in Seattle. North 80th Street between Greenwood Avenue, or right there at Greenwood, rather, is closed. They've got a detour posted. And then on Westlake Avenue between Mercer and Valley Street, closed all weekend. That'll cause some problems for you if you don't know that ahead of time. Well, you're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies today and mainly dry out there with our temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, so a pretty decent day to get those last-minute Halloween things done. Overnight tonight, clouds do increase, some showers out there as well, so a pretty soggy start to your Sunday. We'll keep the showers around for the first half of the day and then taper them off a bit in the afternoon, so the soggier part of your Sunday is the first half. Temperatures again, mid to upper 50s. On Monday, the important Halloween day, it'll be a mix of sunbreaks and a few stray showers out there, but the kitty should stay mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
50 degrees in Everett and Tacoma, also 50 here in Seattle.
Welcome back to Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. And Eric Gornson today, too. Bonus.
Oh, welcome back to our second hour of Inside Out, and thank you so very much for joining us today. Eric Gornson is here, and we're going to get into Eric Gornson's pet peeves for kitchens and bathrooms, and yes, he's going to be talking to you. We're going to be giving out our phone numbers, and trust me, if you have an ugly kitchen, ugly bathroom, something doesn't function, and you've always wondered, I wonder if I could do this or that or the other thing, well, Eric's going to be your guy to tell you whether you can or whether you can't. And in just a second, I'm going to let him talk about those awful, horrible, leaking shower pans in your shower and an easy fix and solution for that coming up. But right now, I want to share with you the Hometown Heroes raffle is going on. And have you ever had someone in your life that's influenced you as a veteran? Someone, you know, perhaps your dad was a Vietnam vet, or perhaps your favorite uncle or your favorite aunt. Actually, one of my very favorite aunts was she was an Army nurse. Wow. And she influenced my life really greatly, as well as I had 7 uncles that were World War II vets, as well as I had my own father, 101st Airborne, World War II. So you have a nephew, you have a son, a daughter that's serving our country in the military. Well, the Hometown Heroes raffle needs you. It's $10. $10. Have you ever said, I wish I could do something to help our veterans? Or when you see those commercials, you always cry about their life experience and what they've come back and had to deal with, the economic fallout. You can't pick up a paper without seeing how that their unemployment rate currently, while the rest of us are complaining about 7 to 9% unemployment, our veterans are at 24%. Our disabled vets are at 44%, and that's in our own state. So the Washington Lottery has a Hometown Heroes raffle. It's $10, and you can buy it at Safeway. You can buy it at 7-Eleven, the little convenience store. If they sell lottery tickets, you can buy one. Today, I want you to buy one. You've been meaning to buy one. Today, I want you to think of that person that's influenced your life or that you love. In my case, it's my son Blake, who is currently serving in our United States Army, and you probably have a neighbor, someone that you know who got deployed, and I'm sorry, but their living circumstances are compromised. All of the proceeds go. They've only sold 130,000 tickets, and they need to sell 300,000 for our veterans to get the money, and we're going to get there. So today, you're going to do it. You're going to go buy a ticket. You're going to do it. You're going to walk in Safeway, and then they give you 5 Mega Lotto tickets, and 10% off your groceries.
Wow, what a great way to say thank you to those veterans out there. Just go support them.
$10. Yeah, seriously. $10, party people. I actually went in the other day and I bought $100 worth of the tickets. So I think Sound Kitchen and Bath made a big purchase.
Yeah, a couple $100 of those tickets.
So there you go. There you go. All right, so everybody's going to buy them today. We're going to talk now about pet peeves with bathroom design. And I got to talk about the, well, because I went on a rant about our veterans, which I make no apologies for. Probably what we're going to have to do is break here. Do you have a quick minute you can talk about shower pans?
Oh, yeah. Showers are one of those things that if you see it leaking, it's kind of like mice in your house. If you see it a little bit, it's usually a lot. And as that thing leaks, it's just creating more and more problems, black mold, all those things. There's these new systems out there that are virtually, well, they're leak-proof if they're installed correctly. It's Weddy is one of the systems out there. It's a polyurethane sealed system that you could put in. The tile bonds directly to it. And if done correctly with a great installer, this way saves you money and is something that you can put in there and will last you just about forever.
This is kind of a Mr. Handyman project.
It really is.
So, and we work with Mr. Handyman.
Great people.
They are great people. And this is exactly the size of project that they like. But, I mean, I like to describe it, it's lightweight, so one guy can carry in the shower pan. So what used to have to be a custom-made poured shower pan and was ridiculously expensive, this is something that's like a polystyrene. Think of it like ice blocks from Eskimos.
Yeah.
You know, they can kind of put it together and you have a shower pan and then the tile goes over it and it seals.
Doesn't crack, waterproof. It's a great base for good tile.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com. Yes, you can afford a new kitchen from Sound Kitchen and Bath. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Sound Kitchen and Bath offers the finest solid construction and materials on all of our cabinets, with special features such as rugged hardware from Bloom and gorgeous hardwoods such as Riff Cut Walnut. Sound Kitchen and Bath has the largest staff of award-winning designers in the region, and we don't charge for their design time. Yes, you can afford a beautiful kitchen or bath with Sound Kitchen and Bath. We will beat any competitor's price by 10% with superior cabinets. And you don't even have to hand crank the cabinets together. We service all of Puget Sound. Check out the new Sound Kitchen and Bath location in Redmond. I believed in Sound Kitchen and Bath so very much, I invested in the company. Whether you have a small condo or you're building a new home, Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue on its Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It's 11:14. Let's check on the commute.
Well, it's starting to get to be more stop than go as you head north on I-5 and approach. Yes, they're not a serious situation, but just a sign that more folks are on the road. Also, volumes are building on 405 both directions through the Kirkland area. And we've got the Alaskan Way Viaduct closed, but they should open that up midday, which is a good thing. We've got also troopers busy looking for an accident that may well be blocking near Lake Stevens. This is reported to be westbound State Route 204 as you approach US 2. Other than that, looking pretty good on the road. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
A little bit of clearing today. Here's Theron Zahn.
Heading into the weekend, today's the drier day of the two. We're going to keep it mostly cloudy out there. You get a few sun breaks at times. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. Sunday starts out soggy for sure, at least the first half. Get a few stray showers into the afternoon, but the latter half of Sunday, we should dry things out. In fact, a scattered pattern into Monday and Tuesday of a few sun breaks, just a few showers out there. So those important trick-or-treat hours on Monday should be mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
49 degrees in Olympia, 50 in Edmonds, and 50 in downtown Seattle as well. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels and our special guest, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and you can get in on the fun, too. All you have to do is give us a buzz, 206-421-1000. You could also give us a buzz on our toll-free number, which is 877-397-COMO.
Okay, Eric, welcome back, and thanks for joining me today. And I want to talk about some of your pet peeves in kitchen design. And you said this one at the break. I was like, ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Go ahead.
Okay. I cannot stand the CFL bulbs that everybody's changing to.
Fluorescent.
The fluorescents, the compact fluorescent bulbs. I walk into so many clients' homes, they go, yeah, we need to redo our lighting in here. It's like, well, actually, you just need to put the right bulbs in there. I'm a huge anti-fluorescent bulb person because those things, if you ever pull up on the internet, what the government says it takes, it's 4 pages, the EPA says, to clean up if you break one of those bulbs. They're filled with mercury. You have to empty the people out of the house. You've got to throw away open food. You have to open up your windows. You have to
have
ventilation.
I talk to you about things that people think are green are not green, like bamboo flooring. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
These light bulbs, they make me crazy.
Oh, yeah. If you break one of those things, it is a 4-page EPA document to clean it up. And that's the new light bulbs.
I know.
I've broken one of those in my kitchen.
Well, of course you do. They're made out of glass.
Think of it. It's like breaking your thermometer and the mercury's all over the place. That stuff is poisonous.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a big pet peeve. You can't buy a new light bulb, but we're going to these. I get that it saves energy, but I refuse to use them in my house or the showroom. I'll go to LEDs, though they're much more expensive. I mean, if you look at a $3 light bulb, an LED bulb is going to be $40 or $50 for that bulb, and it'll last you 10 years. But I've personally banned those things from my house because I don't want to clean it up. If you break one, taking it out, they're so fragile. I've broken them.
Yeah.
I've broken them just trying to unscrew them out of the light bulb.
I have too.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you've got a, major health hazard in your house trying to clean this up.
I know. It's true.
Here I thought I was so green and, all green and sanctimonious switching to those CFL bulbs.
Well, it's one of the things that Eric and I talk about. I call it greenwashing because if you're me, I had yogurt this morning. I spent literally, 3 or 4 minutes scrubbing out my yogurt container so that I could put it in my recycling bin. I mean, it's really important to me. I grew up with a father who loved to fish. And so, he loved when you would go into the backcountry, the mountains, et cetera. And he would talk about being an environmentalist and protecting the environment. I grew up that way. But, people make money on these things. And then they go get lobbyists. And then those lobbyists are the ones that tell politicians it's going to save energy and it's going to save all this and all that. And we end up with these products that are really, sometimes the cure is as bad as the problem. And that's one of the things. But LED lights, talk about those, because they are a lot more expensive, but they are, in fact, an environmental answer.
Yeah, I've been trying to change everything out to LEDs as they fail in the house, the outdoor lights, those kind of things. Because, LEDs are so efficient. You can get 10, 15, 20 years out of an LED light. Especially if you're using it at night, there's thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of hours that you can use these things without failing. So if you look at the life of using it, it's always a good idea because you're just not buying a light bulb for that thing ever again. Odds are you'll move out of the house before you have to put a new light bulb in. And they use such less energy, even more so than what the fluorescent bulbs are. So they're super efficient. They give better light. Everybody hates fluorescent light bulbs.
Exactly.
Those 70s kitchens with the big light banks in the middle of the kitchen. Everybody's trying to replace them. They put in the beautiful can lights, and what do? They put fluorescent light bulbs back in again, and they get the same light. So there's much better light. It's more appealing, and it's easier on your eyes. It's just a smarter way to go.
Well, and see, that's the same thing that I get in this rant about bamboo floors. And the reason I get into the rant about bamboo floors is because everybody thinks that bamboo floors are, in fact, environmentally friendly. And they'll say it's a renewable resource. Yes. But, you know, you can Google this up. What they do in these Asian countries where they are harvesting the bamboo is anyone who's ever cut bamboo on your own property when it comes down, one of the things that I can share with you is look at the bamboo when it's been rained on after it's been cut and it's been exposed to any kind of moisture. It gets these black spots in it. So how do they get rid of the black spots? Well, they wash it with chemicals like formaldehyde. And so all of that formaldehyde, then they wash it off. They use the water source they have. They don't bring water in and then properly dispose of these chemicals. Goes right into their rivers and streams, directly into it. So you see dead fish and pollution and water that has killed all the microorganisms that live in that water. And so, in fact, it's made this horrible environmental toxic cleanup. So I tell everybody, and the other thing is, it's the softest floor you can put, and then it has this this aluminum oxide finish on it that's going to chip and it's going to come off. And not only that, I can't get one of my flooring guys to come in and refinish it when the flooring finish fails because it's this cheap finish that's aluminum oxide and they have to wear a respirator to take it off. So yeah. There you go. There's my bamboo.
Yeah, I tried that in my house down south, and a month into it, I wanted to rip it out.
Exactly.
I mean, I just absolutely couldn't
exactly.
stand it.
So for Eric and I, big pet peeve, greenwashing.
Yes.
We love American hardwoods that, you know, are manufactured grown where people are environmentally friendly about replanting their trees, caring for the environment, and making sure that those things are properly trucked. And we try to get it local when we can on that and make sure that it's as environmentally friendly as possible that way.
And when we come back, we'll have more of this encore performance of Inside Out. That's right after Como AAA Traffic and Weather.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:24. Time to take a look at the drive. And Judith, I understand there's some good news happening right about now.
Yes, sorry, I was just on the phone with DOT. Yes, peeked out the window, folks. The southbound direction of the viaduct just moments ago has opened to traffic. As you know, it's been closed both directions for some time. Plus, according to the spokesperson from the Department of Transportation who I was talking to while you were tossing to me, me. They hope that at noon, which is in about 35 minutes or less, 36 minutes, they're going to also open the northbound direction. So this is good news, folks. Your viaduct is opening up to you. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Expect a partly sunny midday and afternoon with highs in the mid-50s today, but another front comes through tomorrow, which could get us pretty soggy. We'll see rain at times throughout the day, tapering off in the evening with highs in the low to mid-50s. And for Monday, Halloween, we're hoping the showers will hold off long enough for trick-or-treating, but yeah, plan for some showers just in case. Our highs reach the low to mid-50s, but after dark, we'll drop down into the 40s. And for right now, we're warming up nicely. 51 degrees in Tacoma, 55 in Auburn, 49 in Overcast in downtown Seattle at 11:25.
Eric and I are talking about pet peeves in kitchen design today, and I have a couple too, but this is one that just drives Eric nuts. there's two parts of this. Mm-hmm. The first one is what some manufacturers make cabinet boxes out of.
Oh, you're talking either the very, very poorly made, lowest quality particle board that turns into mush.
Yes.
And I'll also put on there, back to our greenwashing thing, the wheat board that does the same thing.
Exactly, because you are always like, imagine a granola bar in water.
I can look at it and have pieces fall off of it. I mean, it is just, I was shocked. I'm going to go on the wheat board tangent for just a second. People go, I want the greenest thing possible. Is it really green if it's barely going to hold together for you to install it and it goes in the dumpster in 2 years? How green is that?
Exactly.
It's not very green.
It's just, from what my experience with it was just absolutely horrific.
Well, and so I also want to be a big defender here of American woods. This is why we're just big fans of it. Not South American woods, not Asian woods. We are big fans of American hard woods. And everybody's importing South American mahogany and Brazilian cherry, which, by the way, it's not really cherry. It just looks red, yeah, like cherry. And they're chopping down our rainforests and they're shipping it here, et cetera, and using up all that gasoline. And there we go. So, and sometimes it's the greenest thing on the planet, and I don't know how they get that certification, but we don't care because we know better. So wheat board, well, it's true.
Yeah,
it's just true.
It is.
It's like, look at the facts. If you look at where it's coming from and you have to ship it across the world, it's not green. The Germans really do have this down because what they look at is the entire environmental footprint. So how much money did it cost you to harvest it? Well, to raise it, to harvest it, and then to haul it and ship it to where you are. So yeah, that's part of the German system of what is green. And I think that's what we need to be looking at. So with wheat board, I want you to imagine how many acres it takes to grow the wheat. Yeah. And then all the combines and the mechanics that it takes to process that. And then you have to turn that into a wood product. But with our own like Weyerhaeuser that's manufacturing a product, mm-hmm, right here locally, it's lumber that is managed forestry, it's grown, and then that's the byproduct. And then with environmentally friendly glues and polymers, it's made into a quality board that you actually know the difference of which one's good and which one isn't, Eric.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we're just very anti-wheat board.
And, of course, there's all the Chinese plywoods out there as well that just off-gas the formaldehyde again.
Formaldehyde, exactly. You could embalm a body with less than you would have
crazy
in a kitchen cabinet. I know. Don't get us started. I mean, seriously. And this is one of the things where we all want to feel good about ourselves. But, you know, we want people to also have the facts and have the information. When we come back, I'm going to let Eric go on a kitchen gimmicks rant.
Here we go.
I'm serious. He's going to be talking about the gimmicks that people use to sell you kitchen cabinets and bathroom cabinets. And I mean, really, this is why Eric and I became business partners. It's very important stuff.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels with Eric Gornson, founder and president of Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Recently, I've heard the advertising by my competitors, which remind me why I started Sound Kitchen and Bath. it was because of the gimmicks that are used to sell you a new kitchen or bathroom. There are offers of free granite, free powder rooms, and I'm waiting for free unicorns. But you know what those are? Gimmicks. That's why at Sound Kitchen & Bath, I created the No Gimmicks Guarantee. No games like overcharging you for the installation or compromising the quality. At Sound Kitchen & Bath, we simply design and build the most gorgeous custom cabinets on the market, and we can beat any competitor's prices hands down without the salesy gimmicks. We're proud of our superior custom cabinets, our unsurpassed quality materials, our amazing designers, and yes, our unbeatable prices. I'm proud of Sound Kitchen & Bath and our no gimmicks guarantee.
See for yourself. Visit soundkitchenandbath.com. Soundkitchenandbath.com.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
NATO doing some adjusting to the casualty figures from a deadly car bombing in Kabul. 13 Americans were killed when a suicide bomber rammed a sport ute full of explosives into an Allied convoy. 5 U.S. military personnel were killed, as were 8 civilian contractors, NATO now says. 4 Afghans were killed, too. Meteorologists say it's not a harbinger of the upcoming winter, but a good chunk of the U.S. East Coast is getting a pre-Halloween snowstorm. Tyler Easterday is in Berkeley, West Virginia.
We got a good bit of snowfall. The roads aren't too bad. Everything's pretty much covered. I'd say about 3 or 4 inches.
Some points west of I-95 could see a foot of snow. A minivan with 10 people inside hit a deer in northwest Indiana before being crushed from behind by a tractor-trailer rig. 8 people were killed, including a 6-week-old boy. 2 other people are hospitalized in Elkhart and South Bend. The victims all extended members of an Ecuadorian family. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Como News Time is 11:32 right now. Currently, it's 51 degrees in Seattle. Art Sanders here. Look at this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. The Alaskan Way Viaduct is now open southbound. It'll open northbound at noon, they tell us, ending traffic congestion drivers have called Via Doom. Demolition, striping, and other work for a bypass in the south part of the viaduct ran a day and a half ahead of schedule. The viaduct is one of 3 main north-south routes through the metro area and typically carries 110,000 vehicles a day. And while one viaduct project's almost wrapped up, another just got underway. Ground was broken on a new project in the Nalley Valley that will help improve the Interstate 5 State Route 16 interchange, an area that gets more than 130,000 cars and trucks a day. The project is the second of 3. Work starts next week. The $115 million phase take a couple of years, but the eastbound Nalley Valley Viaduct should open in 2014. Stabbed in the heart, thought to be dead in the ambulance. Teenage girl's miraculous recovery is bringing an entire town together.
We all wear pink tonight.
From the players on the field to the fans in the stands, everyone was thinking pink.
Right after the incident, we decided to wear pink to school just to show our support for the girls. And then come Thursday, we ended up deciding that we were going to pink out for the game.
The pink streak is meant to honor April Lutz and Becca Stoddicker, who survived a vicious knife attack at Snohomish High on Monday. Investigators say a classmate stabbed both girls at random. The suspect's now charged with attempted murder and assault.
Como 4's Joe Marino says April Lutz is expected to get out of the hospital today. The suspect under investigation in the robbery and assault of an elderly Pacific man is also suspected in a brazen robbery in the middle of the day near Silverdale. The 38-year-old suspect was arrested Thursday, but police are still searching for his female counterpart. The couple allegedly broke into a house in Silverdale Wednesday, tied up a 62-year-old woman and locked her gardener in the bathroom. The victims were not seriously hurt. Metro Transit has a new headache, an organized group that refuses to pay to ride the bus. The Seattle Free Riders Union is upset over increased fares. Jim Jacobson with Metro says they have transit police who can issue citations, but it's too expensive to put one on every bus.
So in the end, you would probably not be spending taxpayer dollars in a very responsible fashion.
He says people who refuse to pay bus fares already cost Metro $3 to $5 million a year, but Jacobson tells us he says this is the first time they've seen an organized movement like this. Ski bums are converging on the State Convention and Trade Center before hitting the slopes this weekend, but the 44th annual Ski Fever and Snowboard Show is not only for experienced skiers.
It's also a place that you can come and try skiing for the first time if you like, because we have an automatic ski slope where you can try skiing with a ski instructor.
The Ski Swap's Dan Schindler says they're also showing ski movies, and new this year is the Hot Dog Skiers Lounge. The ski show runs today and Sunday. It's 50 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out. Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
11:34, we have Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. And Judith, that's good news about the viaduct.
That is. Again, the southbound lanes of the Alaskan Way Viaduct had just opened up in 10 minutes ago in our last report. And in a few minutes, and perhaps even before noon, they hope to open the northbound lanes. Now, I want to remind you that we've got a 40-mile-an-hour, that's 40, speed limit on most of the viaduct. But when you get to the Kirby Bypass in the Soto District, they want you to reduce your speed to 25 miles an hour. We still have DOT busy at work. Westbound State Route 526 at Airport Way, and they've got the right lane block there. And elsewhere, we're looking pretty good, although it looks like finally 405 starting to get a little busy both directions through the Renton area. And of course, the 520 bridge has been a little congested heading west, especially mid-span for, well, maybe the last hour or so. But again, it's a pretty easy commute. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith.
Mostly cloudy skies today and mainly dry out there with our temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, so a pretty decent day to get those last-minute Halloween things done. Overnight tonight, clouds do increase, some showers out there as well, so a pretty soggy start to your Sunday. We'll keep the showers around for the first half of the day and then taper them off a bit in the afternoon, so the soggier part of your Sunday is the first half. Temperatures again, mid to upper 50s. On Monday, the important Halloween day, it'll be a mix of sunbreaks and a few stray showers out there, but the kitty should stay mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
It is 51 degrees in Tacoma, 52 in Marysville. Auburn is up to 55, and in Seattle it's overcast and 49 degrees. It's 11:36, and this is an encore performance of Inside Out. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Our guest today, Eric Gorenson from Sound Kitchen Bath.
It's true. Eric is really, he came up with this thing for Sound Kitchen and Bath, and it cracked me up. It was one morning early when, you know, I have coffee and we talk and he has coffee and we're in this conversation. He goes, you know what? I just heard it was some ad about a gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, don't people understand that that's a gimmick? And I go, I think they do, but I think it's like one of those for profit making scheme things that people pull off. So then Eric got his hands on one of our competitors' bids. And
it was shocking.
I know, but he started reading it to me. I was like, no way. I mean, seriously, it's like getting a document from like the old KGB. They did that? Really? Wow. Wonder if anybody buys off on that. One of my favorite ones was the refrigerator, eliminating something kind of critically important in the bid, but most people wouldn't even notice what it was. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, they had an existing cabinet over the refrigerator, and then they put in the bid, here's the base price, but if you want us to put a cabinet over the top refrigerator, it's an ad of this amount of money. It's like, come on, there's not a standard set here that you're going to start out with something that's
it
at
was
least
actually
equal
worse
what they
than
had.
That. It didn't even have the cabinet over the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then what you would have to as a novice understand they eliminated the refrigerator cabinet. It's like, don't you want that?
Well, and that kept the base price down, and then they optioned out everything. So it's kind of like going out and buying a new vehicle and going, oh, you want tires on that? Oh, yeah, that's going to be an additional amount of money.
And it's in the optional page, but you have to read ahead. And if you're like me, I'm just looking at the bottom number, what something, or, you know, my husband and I, when we're looking at purchasing something, okay, what's the bottom price here? Okay, well, cabinets, got this, got stone, got this, okay, installed, here you go, this is the base price. You have to read through pages of optional things, and then, but it's written in a weird way.
Oh, it kind of was disguising the fact that things that should be standard were options.
Okay, or the other option was basically the end panel that holds up the cabinet. over the refrigerator.
Yeah, it was, oh, you want that? Oh, and by the way, if you add that cabinet, you have to put an end panel on it because it will sag and pull out of the ceiling and everything else. That was another option. And so it was just really, really goofy. I was really shocked to see what. Wow, okay.
Okay, so here's another little bait and switch thing that drives me nuts on kitchen cabinet bids, which is you, for the same price of laminate, we're going to give you granite for free. Well, who wouldn't want that deal? And so then, go ahead, Eric.
Well, yeah, but nobody thinks, or a lot of people don't think, because they're in the middle of trying to figure out what they want to do with their project. There's a lot of thought involved in this. Nobody's thinking that, wow, maybe they've got the laminate marked up so high that it's the same price as granite, and they're not giving me that great a deal. I mean, laminate should be, you know, 25, maybe 30% of the price of the granite out there in round numbers. If it's the same price, come on, you're not getting something
well,
for
free. Well, so they're giving you, I mean, there's retail pricing on Wilson Art, and there's some really cool laminates out there, right?
Oh, there's great laminates.
Right, but they're still less expensive. But if you price it at manufacturer's suggested retail pricing, then that would be a price that no one, no box store, no one's ever going to charge anyone for laminate. So they are correct. It's not a bait and switch because they're giving suggested manufacturers retail pricing on laminate. But no one, you and your car listening to us right now, you're never going to end up paying that price for laminate. So if you do want laminate, it's going to be less expensive. But here's the other thing. Then what they come in is what I call garbage 2CM.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this thinner granite that you would never want and I would never want in your kitchen. But then when you see it compared to laminate, because you're thinking, well, yeah, that's really pretty. Let's go with that. And it's the garbage laminate that the builders and remodelers don't even want. And they're selling it to you for a price no one would ever pay for 2CM because they're saying if you paid for the laminate, keep in mind, elevated prices, inflated prices, mm-hmm. and then we're going to give you garbage that no one would ever want, you don't know as a homeowner.
Yeah, the 2CM was originally designed so you'd stack the edge to give it a full inch and a half thickness. And so what that does is that you're getting basically industry seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. It sounds like you just have to be really sophisticated in knowing what questions
to ask. Well, you're
not
supposed to have to be, though. You're supposed to be able to just be able to trust people, and they're going to explain that to you. But, you know, and so that's why with Eric, I mean, I'm an interior designer. There's so many subtle things. He'll say, Tammy, let me explain to you why what you're trying to design for that client, why that's going to be more expensive. But here's a way we could do that, get the same look, and save money for the client. And that's why we ended up partnering because Eric really fundamentally understands things. Now we have to take a break, but when we come back, I've got a pet peeve that I have to go off about kitchen design.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. Guttergloveusa.net.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle.
Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic, traditional style to a clean and contemporary, savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
Como News Radio invites you to dine around Seattle. Taste affordable luxury at some of Seattle's top restaurants with three-course dinners, appetizer, entree, and dessert for just $30. Sunday through Thursday, all through November. Plus, many offering lunch for just $15. Get Dine Around Seattle details now at comonews.com/dine. And keep listening to Como News Radio for your chance to win dinner. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. during Newsline AM with John Carlson and Newsline PM with Ken Schramm. Dine Around Seattle with Como News Radio.
Como News time is 11:44.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
So Judith, how's traffic?
Well, you know, the good news is we got the southbound lanes of the Alaskan Way Viaduct open for traffic now, and in a few minutes, maybe 10 or 15, they hoping to open the northbound lanes, and that's good news because we're not doing so well heading north on I-5 through the Seattle area. We're really starting to bunch up from actually Albro all the way up to about 65th and Lake City. We also have a blocking disabled south State Route 167 south of South 180th. Troopers are on their way. I'm not sure if they said the left lane perhaps is blocked, but that's the only blocking problem on the road right now. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Here's Theron Zahn with our latest weather.
Heading into the weekend, today's the drier day of the two. We're going to keep it mostly cloudy out there. You get a few sun breaks at times. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. Sunday starts out soggy for sure, at least the first half. Get a few stray showers into the afternoon, but the latter half of Sunday, we should dry things out. In fact, a scattered pattern into Monday and Tuesday of a few sun breaks, just a few showers out there. So those important trick-or-treat hours on Monday should be mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
50 degrees in Kent, 55 in Auburn, 49 in Overcast in Seattle. It's 11:46. Welcome back. Eric Gorenson from Sound Kitchen and Bath in the studio with us today. Tammy, you were about to go on a rant when we left off. I love it when you rant.
Okay, so this is my own personal rant, and it has to do with moldings. And Eric knows this. When I was designing my own kitchen, the moldings in my kitchen, how many hours collectively? Let's just go with your hours, because what happens is I sent him photos, but then the detailed engineering drawings of how the cabinets and the moldings fit together. How many hours do you think you have in Tammy's moldings in her kitchen?
I think it was similar to what we spent on the Manhattan Project in World War II.
Oh, my.
No, you know, I could have had a couple 80 or
You had 200
okay,
at
I'll
least
be nice.
Hours.
Couple hundred hours into the
he
moldings.
He had at least 200 hours in the moldings. So what does an interior designer do when she has to have her own kitchen designed? And I'm serious. Like at 2 in the morning, Eric would get emails from me where I had found some obscure company, obscure website, and I'm sending him things. And see, here's the thing about when you deal with obscure moldings and you want obscure moldings on your kitchen cabinets. What happens is there's no 2020 program to plug those moldings in. And for the listening public to know what a 2020 program is, it's CAD.
It's CAD program.
Yeah, it's computer-aided design. So basically, you can take a length of molding, you can stack it up. So he puts in a bank of cabinets, like think of a bank of cabinets, you know, wall cabinets for the average homeowner. I have zero wall cabinets in my kitchen, by the way. The cabinets all stack up like individual pieces of furniture. Another whole thing of mine, which is I like cabinets to look, you know, beautifully installed, not your basic installation. I like cabinets to look as if they're pieces of furniture. So Eric has to then, my moldings, I must have at some places in the kitchen 5 or 6 moldings that have to be stacked together. The problem is they have to be hand-drawn in because these companies are so obscure from places like upstate New York, East Coast, little tiny companies that they don't have CAD programs.
So I had to old school it and go back in there, and then the thickness of the molding would affect the thickness of the cabinets we needed to have, because they'd have to die into the side of it or anything else. So we would have to kind of, it was kind of like building a Rolex watch. Everything had to fit perfectly within the side of it. Otherwise, it wasn't going to work.
So here's what's happened. Tammy's molding. Eric is bringing it because he had to physically do this, going, okay, this is nuts. This is crazy. In 2012, you are going to have this in a 2020 program.
Yep. And so we'll have manufacturers that will be able to work with this stuff that will be basically, we're bringing it mainstream.
Exactly. He took it from basically the Amish country where everything's hand-drawn on graph paper. And I even said to Eric, I go, we've got to have these moldings for the average person that wants to have them because they're so gorgeous. They're so exquisite. So here's my thing. I like moldings that are complex, stacked together, egg and dart. That basically, think of it, think of the shape of an egg, you know, which is rounded, oval, and then next to it, think of a dart that's pointing down. That's a pattern of molding, egg and dart. I like the Greek key, which basically looks like it's squared off. So in some areas, I have moldings like that. Dental, which are squares that stick out like teeth.
Except your dental molding looks like it came out of a whale or a dinosaur.
That's true. A brontosaurus called and he wants his dentures back.
Yes.
And that is, in fact, what my molding looks like on one of my crown moldings. And then it has an oval molding that fits on top of that. So all of these moldings stack together in a very unique way. And then they're all paint finished in Tammy's own custom color. And it's gorgeous. So in 2012, after we got done doing all the prototypes, what I'm really excited about, because it was my pet peeve, I was like, darn it, I hate moldings that look like they came out of a box store.
Thank you.
I literally walked up and down the aisles and I said, no, 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 I want this. So pet peeve, and we solved the problem, and we're bringing it back in 2012. Everybody's going to be able, actually, as we even finish out 2011.
Yeah, we can still do it now. A little more difficult. We're using it on a couple projects now.
Exactly.
It will be very easy for us to use here coming the first of the year.
Because, yes, Tammy had to have it, and I want everybody else to have it too. I just don't like things like that that just look like a vanilla bean. There you go. My pet peeve. Everybody should have gorgeous moldings. It's like, why is it that only Steinway has that kind of piano? No.
Yeah.
We need to have these so these are affordable. And no, they're not made in China. They're made in North America. So there you go.
Bonus.
There's my little rant. They're gorgeous. And I want everyone to have beautiful furniture grade looking materials in their kitchens. So there's my rant. And they're pretty.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:54. Let's see how traffic is moving along, Judith.
Well, the only blocking problem is southbound 167 south of South 180th. We've got the left lane blocked by a disabled there. But, boy, we're really bunching up heading north on I-5 between the West Seattle Bridge and Yesler. But that should change when they get the northbound lanes of the Alaskan Way Viaduct, as we've been mentioning for the past few minutes. They got the southbound deck open right now. This is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. Today, they present the Monster Bash, the North End's hottest Halloween party. To purchase your tickets, call 360-716-6888. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And we get a little break from all of the incessant rain of the week. We're expecting a partly sunny midday and afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, another front comes through, which will bring showers and rain throughout the day. Highs again reach the low to mid-50s. As we get into Halloween Monday, we're hoping the showers will be out of here in time for trick-or-treating, but as usual, plan for some showers just in case and bundle up. Our daytime highs will reach the mid-50s, but we'll drop to the 40s pretty quickly after the sun goes down. Right now in Tacoma, 51 degrees, 50 in Everett, 51 in Olympia, 49 in downtown Seattle at 11:55. You're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News Radio. Our special guest today, Eric Gorenson. And I believe we were going to wrap up with some of your favorite things that everyone deserves in their kitchen.
Eric has, when we work on kitchen design, one of the things that I love about Eric is he's so positive. And he'll say, okay, here's what you need. And you get very animated. So what do people need in a kitchen design?
Accessible corner storage. How many people out there have that blind corner cabinet where they have to drop on their knees, put on the mining helmet, and go find what was lost in the back corner from 1978 that people two owners ago had back in there? I mean, accessible corner storage is huge. They've got swing outs, they've got lazy Susans. That's one of my big pet peeves, that of things that you can really do with a new storage space and actually use that corner.
D.B. Cooper actually lives in in a corner cabinet somewhere in the Northwest.
Hiding behind 20-year-old Christmas candy. You know, I mean, it's just, what's hiding back in that space? Another one is, to me, is if you think about kitchens, they've really come along in 20 years, all the new gadgets and stuff. But even the most simplest of thing, under cabinet lighting, so you actually have a well-lit workspace.
What kind?
LED is my favorite because it gives you great light and no heat. And you can actually design it now so you don't have the little spots. I like the puck lights, but I like the LED lighting because you can design it so it evenly lights the space. So you don't have these little hot spots where you have shadows and all those things. I
not
like
heating
that.
Up the cabinets. He kind of zoomed past that one. That means your cabinets won't catch on fire. Kind of an important thing.
Oh. Some of the halogens and things like that are so hot that you can put your hand
you
on the
Google
bottom
that.
Of the cabinet. You can almost cook an egg on the inside of your cabinet.
Yeah, there have
sometimes.
Been house fires caused. You got like 1 minute. Keep going.
Okay. Another thing, trash can pullouts, where you can have a trash can and a recycle. So I'm a function guy. You stand at the sink. For instance, if you put the trash can on the left side, dishwasher there so you can recycle, scrape, without having to walk around the kitchen and go find the trash can.
And the way you designed mine, I actually have 3 recycling bins. So I have food waste, and I have my plastics, and then I have, you know, my regular trash. So, you know, you can design a cabinet on either side of the sink or something like that. So that's another one. And I'm going to take the last minute and talk about our Hometown Heroes raffle. But I want to thank you, Eric, for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be on vacation, and this is going to be a best of show. So if you're listening to it, it's probably a best of show. There you go. I'm on vacation. So, but I want to talk about the Hometown Heroes raffle. And really, this is $10. If you've always said, when you cry and see those ads that are out there for our veterans and the compromised living circumstances that they come back and they face, you know, while all of us are complaining about the 7-9% unemployment, our veterans are at 24% in our state, and our disabled vets are at 44%. So what I want to share with you is this is a raffle that was set up, and a big hug to Senator Conway, who got behind this raffle for our veterans, and all the proceeds actually go to benefit our veterans. And this is everything. It's emergency money for them. So it's $10. You can buy it at Safeway. You can buy it at a 7-Eleven, a convenience store, and all the money goes to our veterans. So today, buy a raffle ticket. It's in the lottery section. It's called Hometown Heroes. A lot of the people who are selling them don't know what they are, so now you do. Hometown Heroes, they have signs at all the signs, places that they sell lottery tickets. And thanks for joining me today. Make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love. Thank you for joining me on Como News Radio.
And Tammy will be back next week on Inside Out, right here on Como News Radio. Just ahead of 12 o'clock, we'll have updates from ABC News, and then Gary Burley takes you through the afternoon.
Fall is here. Lots of leaves, rain, and clogged storm drains. This is Andy Wappler. I'm with Ingrid Goodwin from Seattle Public Utilities.
Andy, everyone should rake leaves and debris away from storm drains on your street. This will reduce the chance of flooding in your home and on your property. Check your homeowner's policy to see if you're covered for water damage in your home. If not, add this coverage to your insurance.
Take winter by storm. Get more tips and a checklist at takewinterbystorm.org.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news.